Wow, folks. That was awesome. Alrighty. Okay, that right there was killer. All right, that is new. That is Lady Hawk. So let me just get this stopped. Okay, Lady Hawk, the four-piece band who are living in Vancouver, they have a new album out, and we just heard something from it. The album is called No Can Do, and the song we just heard was Footprints, and I'm just thoroughly excited. This is a really, really good album, and I really liked their last one, which was 2008's Shots. But I do have to admit, I thought Shots, there was a, you know, when you hear the saying that it's a little bit hit and miss, well, there was some miss on that album. I thought, I mean, there's a lot of hits, but this album is really, really good. And it seems like they've sort of, toned down the sort of long, drony stoner jams, and they've kind of, focus more on the hooks, and I love it. The first song I heard from this album, and I don't know what song it was, but I was driving around not long ago, and it was on CBC, and I thought, wow, how come I haven't played this on my show? So excellent. We're gonna hear some more, so no need to panic, folks. I'll tell you a little bit about Lady Hawk. They now this album, I'll be honest, I have it in the digital version here, so I'm trying to figure out if they're still on Jaguar, the label. I guess I could just look it up. But their second album, I know, Shots, and the first one, which I do believe was just self-titled, was. So the first one was released, I want to say, in 06. Shots was 08. And these are four guys who are initially out of Kelowna. And yeah. Anyways, awesome. So we're going to hear some more. Let me tell you who I am. My name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squinch's Hideaway. I'm here with you all every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So that's my deal. And we listen to Canadian music. That's what goes on here. So 6:30 till 8, Canadian music. And yeah. So let's continue with a little bit more of the good old Lady Hawk. And then we'll see. Maybe we'll listen to even more. I don't know. Maybe we'll listen to, maybe it'll be a Lady Hawk evening. I see, because I like to fly by the seat of my pants. That's sort of my thing. That's my modus operandi. And I think tonight we'll hear some more from their new album, No Can Do. And then maybe we'll go back and hear something. Oh, I know. We'll hear something from Shots and something from their first album. That sounds like a fun evening to me. And then we'll go and listen to other Canadian music if you agree with me. And if you don't, well, too bad, because you are going to be listening to my show. And if you don't, just change the channel. Oh, and speaking of which, changing the channel. If I seem a little distracted, I am focused actually on the Tigers right now. So the Detroit Tigers, as you may or may not be aware of, are playing right now as I speak in game one of the World Series against San Francisco. That would be the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco. And when I came into the studio, Detroit was down like 4-0. Yikes. Ay. So I will be sort of following the game, I think. We'll see how much I can do. We'll see. And I guess I'll give you guys some updates. Yeah. So let's listen to what song shall we hear next? Oh, I don't know. They have a whole bunch of songs. Yes, they do. We just heard Footprints. We could listen to Eyes of Passion. That sounds a little bit sultry. Eyes of Passion. Let's hear that one, folks. And the station here, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we are located on the campus of UBC. And here we go. I think we have the song going. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. Hold on, folks. Looks like this is not really working. Okay, let's hit play. And let's hit play. Let's go to the next song. Why is this not working? This is kind of weird, isn't it? Okay, maybe we'll hear the song I'm a Witch. Let's try that one. Is that going to work for us? Maybe not. Well, it looks like our songs aren't playing. Okay, so so plan B, which is, let's see what I can do for plan B. Well, I do have something else ready right in my hands here. So we will maybe hear some more Lady Hawk off this new album. If not, we'll at least hear something from, I think, Shots, and maybe something from the first album to celebrate the new album. you know, just to give you guys a background on these guys. All right, let's hear something, however, right now from a band who are local. They're called Mode Moderne. They have a new album. It's called Strange Bruises, and I'm liking it. Last week or a couple weeks ago, I think I played Strange Bruises, which is, whoops, Daisy. I do believe the title track, obviously. Oh, let's see, what shall we hear? Let's not hear that one. Let's hear something else. Let's hear, oh, I don't know. How about the song? I think this is called The Open Air. That's what I think. And just a little tip, a little hint to you people out there, if you're in a band and you're putting together the graphics, the album work for your record or the artwork for your record, then just try to keep the songs, like number them maybe, or don't put them in weird twirly circles or randomly, because I need to know what is song number one or two. Just saying. I'm thinking it goes in this order that I've explained to you, but it could go left to right or top to bottom. I don't know. Anyways, this for sure is Mode Moderne. And let's try this again. I think we're okay, folks. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
say that that's a lie. I say there's hundreds more. You can see them buried off the shore. At the tip of Erie's lip, there is a little pond we used to love to swim in it when the sun went dark. When the sun went dark, the water is shallow and mean, and now the zebras keep it clean. Many ships were claimed, and even Olympic swimmers, they died. All the same, comes in after me. Grandfather was a cool, cool man. He died years before I was born.
He was the mayor of a town at 18 just before the Red Storm.
Well, I was enjoying that and I was rocking out, but I don't know what happened there. It seems like I can't fix that problem. So that's okay. Let me tell you who we heard. We heard half of a song. We actually heard 2.5 songs. We heard the Sun Parlor Players there, and I love those guys. I just saw them last weekend on Friday. So today's Wednesday. So 5 days ago. I went with the lovely Val. That would be the Val whose show's after mine, Val Cormier. Her show's called Folk Oasis. And we kind of joke around because the Sun Parlor Players, well, they have a twinge, sort of a little bit of folk there. But I think they rock. And so Val appreciates them just as much as I do. And we went to go see them at the Media Club. And if you've never heard of the Sun Parlor Players, well, you have now, and you need to keep your eye out for these guys because here's the story. It's an interesting story. They're, as of less than a year ago, they had been a 3-piece, 2 guys being from Essex County, which is where I'm from, except I'm from sort of northwest Essex County, which is Windsor, Ontario. And these guys are from southeast Essex County, which is Leamington, Ontario, 2 of them. And that is the tomato capital of Canada, first of all. And my aunt and uncle live on they have their own tomato farm. And I've worked on it in the past when I was like 13, I think. So that's 2 of the guys. And then the other guy, Rosie Rosenthal, I think his name is, something like that. He is out of Toronto. So then what happened is that apparently, I think the story goes like this. The one guy who was the bass player, I think his wife or his significant other had a baby. So then he dropped out of the picture because if you have a kid, let me tell you folks, it's not easy to keep playing in a rock band. So he's no longer in the picture. And so when we went to see them on Friday night at the Media Club, I was kind of surprised. I was like, where's the third guy? So there were just 2 of them. So it was the lead singer guy from Leamington, and then Rosie Rosenthal out of Toronto. That's where he's originally from. So now they're a 2-piece. Now they are living in Toronto, so they are now a Toronto band. But of interest to me, at least, is the fact that the lead singer, his last name is Penner. I think it's Andrew. His name is Andrew Penner. So Andrew Penner has roots as a Mennonite, which is interesting. So I read in interviews where he talks about it, and he's pretty proud. But it's interesting because he is not what I think they refer to as a conservative Mennonite. So he's not really hardcore. He's not the one end of the spectrum kind of Mennonite who, you know, doesn't have electricity and they drive around in buggies. Not one of those kinds of guys. But of the modern-ish world, because there are different types of Mennonites. And whether or not he's practicing still or not, I don't know. I can't speak to that, but I'll say that he was raised in that kind of a family, which is interesting. And it does bring some sort of insight into their music a bit, I think, because a lot of his songs are historically based, and they're kind of, his lyrics are really interesting about family a lot and about roots and this and that and the area. A lot of the songs are about Essex County. So for example, Point Pelee is the place to be is the name of the song we heard there. That's an amazing song. It's about like one of my favorite places on this planet. And that's Point Pelee, which is a spit of land that goes into Lake Erie. And it is Canada's southernmost mainland point, which has the same latitude as Northern California. And you need to really go check it out. It's really cool. I love Point Pelee. And so there's beaches on either side. There's the west side, the east side. Now, that last song we were just listening to, which is called Point Pelee is the Place to Be, talks about the legend of people going off the tip of Point Pelee. And myself being from that area, you hear that constantly. And it's I don't know if it's an urban legend, urban myth. It's probably true. I think it is true. And what would happen is that somebody would go off the tip of this spit of land, and due to the currents and the water and the situation of this peninsula in the lake, there would be these wacky, weird currents that would just pull you under. And the way the story always went was one person went out, and then as you can maybe predict how the story continues, then that person starts floundering and drowning. Then somebody else goes to save that person. Then that person drowns. And then somebody else goes in to save that person. It is just, so every time you go to Point Pelee, you're kind of reminded of the drowning deaths that have happened there. And I'm always scared. Like I'll put my feet in and I'll be like, okay, that's as far as I'm going because you don't want to get sucked under. Yes. All right. That's the story of that. Now, before the Sun Parlor Players, we heard Lady Hawk. And by the way, the Sun Parlor Players, as a two-piece now, let me tell you, as a two-piece, rocked like incredibly hard. I mean, I can't stop talking about these guys because they deserve it. The drummer, Rosie, was not only drumming, but he was also playing like, I don't know, the banjo at times and the accordion while drumming and playing like other percussion instruments. It was unbelievable. The amount of noise those two guys made was just overwhelming. Anyways, and something else. They also, FYI, sell, because they're such like hometown boys, they sell on their tour, they sell apple butter, and they also sell a spicy kind of mustard. Isn't that cute? So these like home, I don't know, pickled or home jarred little, you know, entities, if you will, which is really cool. And so my son is currently eating the, he's only four. He loves the apple butter. So thank you, Sun Parlor Players, for that. Okay, but enough of that. Let's go back to Lady Hawk. We heard the song The Dugout from their first album, self-titled. And it's, wow, it's 7:07. Why don't we find out what the weather is? Let's just see here. Oopsie daisy, what have I done there? Okay, weather Vancouver. It is, well, as you know, it's Wednesday night, and I got to check out the baseball game, see what's going on there. Fingers crossed that it's no longer 4-0. Well, it could be 8-0. Let's hope it's in the favor favor of the Detroit Tigers. Okay, weather forecast is currently 8 degrees Celsius here in Vancouver, and overnight the low is 3. Yeah, that's pretty chilly. Tomorrow is Thursday with a high of 9. Ew. Looks like, though, it's not going to be raining, which is nice. It's partly cloudy, partly sunny. And then Thursday night, looks like the rain starts cloudy with showers overnight. And then into Friday. Oh, good Lord. Okay, so this is what you need to know. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is rain all those days, with highs ranging from 9 to 13. Alrighty, my name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We're going to continue on our, you know, Canadian musical journey, if you will. I don't know, it sounds hokey. Let's move on over to something heavier. Let's listen to some White Lung. Yeah, these guys are from Vancouver. There are four of them, three girls and a guy. Lucky guy, isn't he? All right. They have a new album out. It is called Sorry. And let's listen to it. Oh, except you know what I do have to do? I was having some technical difficulties there, and I'm just trying to find what I needed to play. I need to play some things before I do this because we get paid for this. And I need to be conscientious and make sure I follow through my duties as a DJ here at CITR. Anyway, so when we come back, we'll hear some White Lung. And they have, like I said, their album is called Sorry. And let's keep listening to CITR, shall we? Anyways, my name is Anita B. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And here we go. I think we're good. Oh, what's that? I don't know where that music is coming from. Let me just do some investigating. If I turn that off. Oh, good Lord. Okay, good. All right, we are good. We're good. Okay, now I just have to find my burly again. Am I okay here, folks? Yes, I am. All right.
La-Di-Da Records, CITR, The Georgia Strait, and Beat Root present The Fall Down, Get Down. Featuring Detroit's own Death, local power pop legends The Pointed Sticks for their last show ever, Portland's Bean Gene, Seattle's King Dude, and many, many more. Weekender goes from November 1st to the 4th, with weekend passes at Neptune, Zulu, Red Cat, Dandelion, and LaDiDaRecords.com.
On Friday, October 26th, you are invited to a spookeasy hollow swing party presented by the Electro Swing Club Vancouver with a very special guest from the UK, Electro Swing Club founder DJ Max Passion. Come in your best retro horror garb to take part in immersive theater blurring the lines between performer and spectacle and dance along to music by Babyface Brass Band playing New Orleans Voodoo Jazz. Tickets are $15 at Red Cat and High Life and online at hollowswing.eventbrite.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Class, sit down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
All right, folks, that right there was The Gay. That is a band who were from Vancouver and are now defunct. The Gay, that song you could find, it's called Lonely. And it's on a compilation called the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. Now, before The Gay, we heard another. Now, first of all, The Gay was a mostly female band with a male drummer. And the organ was an all-girl band, and you can find their song that we heard this off the same compilation as The Gay, and that is the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. That's what it is. Put out by Mint Records. So obviously they're Mint Records bands. Yeah, Mint Records presents the CBC Radio 3 Sessions, and the organ song we heard is called Can You Tell Me? And before that, we heard another girl band, yay, for White Lung. White Lung, the name of the song is I Rot, and that song rocked, by the way. The name of their new album is Sorry. All right, so my name is Anita B. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where we listen to Canadian music, and I just want to keep you updated on the score here, sadly, if you are... if you have any interest. Now, according to my latest here, I'm talking about game one of the World Series between the San Francisco Giants and the Detroit Tigers, of whom I'm, you know, rooting for the Tigers. Looks like the Giants are up 6-1. And according to this, we're at the top of the ninth inning, it looks like. Let me just double check here. Let me refresh. See what's going on there, folks. Come on here, folks. No, it's not looking good. I don't like the looks of that. I don't like the looks of this at all. I'm a little freaked. So that's what I have. I mean, maybe something has happened. I don't know. It looks like Detroit's up to bat, at least according to this. So could be delayed. But anyways, there you go. I'm here with you all until 8, by the way. And that is when Val Cormier comes on. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and she's here from 8 until 10. When I say Val's coming on, I'm kind of lying. She's actually out doing something. I know she's just not going to be here. And for that reason, somebody's coming in and I don't recall who. She told me, she's like, oh, you won't see me because blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool. We were drinking. I forget why she's not here. Secondly, I forget who's coming in to fill in for her. So I apologize. But somebody will be here from 8 until 10 to be doing her show. And stay tuned from 10 till 11 because your host, Caroline M., will be doing her show, Sexy in Van City. Yes, she will, folks. Woohoo! All right, now back to the Canadian music. Let's continue listening to girls. What do you think? I say yes. The band we're going to be listening to now, if I can find the CD, what have I done? God, I am just so disorganized. Aha! I put the wrong CD in the correct case, if that makes sense. No. Okay, Gaze. We're going to hear some Gaze. Now, Gaze is a band who were doing quite well on the Vancouver scene back... in the sort of mid to late 90s for sure. And they were three girls. Now, Gaze consisted of Miko Hoffman. There was Megan, I'm trying to remember her last name. Oh, Megan Mallett and Rose Melberg. Now, Rose Melberg, you might recall, she was in a band, a very popular band, I think for California, called the Softies. And these guys, Gaze, just I really, really liked them. Miko's vocals are just beautiful. Miko sang, I'd say, most of the songs. Megan sang as well. I mean, they all had great vocals. Rose Melberg, of course. Miko, now here's the interesting thing. This show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, has been going on for, you know, a pretty long time. And it used to be I would alternate my show with hers. So Miko used to do a show called And Sometimes Why, except she did it the first... Wednesday of each month, I think, whatever it was. And then I did the rest of the slots, if that makes sense. So Miko is now with a child. Well, then that's the last I heard. So she could have two. She could be pregnant again. I don't know. But I know definitely she has a little girl, which is nice. And I do believe she's married as well, I think. Okay. All right. So she sounds happy. So Gaze. Let's listen to Gaze. And this album is called Mitsumiru. It was released back in, 97, I think, on, of all things, K Records. No, it was released in 98. So these guys were very cool hipster kids. And let's hear this song. Oh, I don't know. All of the songs are good. I think Portrait I like. Let's hear the song Portrait. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest. Oh, dear.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Your reason. listen from your life and from your everyday. I need you to be beside me. Why don't you call me and we'll see. I see you having coffee. Almost beside me, laughing with your friends. I tell the rain to look at you. I tell her I need to tell you. I don't know you, you, but I want to. I just can't leave here without telling you just how lonely I've been lately. You are just as lonely, maybe we should go out for some coffee. Be so afraid. I asked Lorraine to give it to you when I go to the washroom. I return to the table. I look, but I'm unable to find you anywhere. Luring to look for you. I tell her I need to tell you. I don't know you, you, but I want to tell you. I just can't leave here without telling you. Me know that she went up to you, gave you my number and said, call him or else he'll be sad. And I waited, waited for 2 weeks and realize that you'd never call me. How could I have been so stupid? I should have gone up to you and told you myself how you made me feel.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Do it. knees trembling. After I was stopping to breathe, they found out I couldn't wreck them. They warmed me up and made me a big sack of things everywhere. Like maybe.
Folks, that right there was Kid Koala, and that is something new from Kid Koala. The song is called, hold on a second here, let me just make sure my mouse is up. It's called 8-Bit Blues, and it is taken from the album 12-Bit Blues, which was just released last month on Ninja Tune. I love Kid Koala. He's originally from Vancouver, went to high school in Vancouver. I think he went to Churchill. And his name, I believe, is Eric San. And he then moved to Maryland toward the end of his high school career. And then from there, moved to Montreal and was actually trained in university as a kindergarten teacher. So primary school teacher, primary grade teacher. And he is still, I believe, living in Montreal. That is Kid Koala. All right. Now, before that, we heard something from Hayden. And that goes way back. That goes to the year 1995. From the album Everything I Love For. Hayden hails from, I do believe, Thornhill, one of the suburbs of Toronto, and was kind of infamous at the time for basically living in his parents' basement and recording there. So there you go. That's Hayden. He was kind of one of those early Canadian indie rockers, really, who would record stuff on 4-track, 8-track, etc. And before that was, before indie music really gave people the freedom to do everything. Nowadays, so many people can just become their own rock star. They could, post their own video on YouTube. They can just do whatever they want. They can write albums and songs on their Apple iPads. I get them all of these confused. iPad, right? Anybody can write music. Back then, it was way more difficult and unusual. And that was when the major labels still had a huge hold on the public. All right, that was Hayden. Then we heard some Arcade Fire from their album Neon Bible. We heard the song Ocean of Noise. All right, my name is Anita B, and this is the tail end of Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I will be back in a couple of weeks, so 2 more weeks. If you listen at 6:30 until 8:30 every alternating Wednesdays, you'll hear Canadian music. That's what I do. And as I mentioned, Val is not here, but we have Steve. We have Steve who is in, and he is filling in for Val. Now, I do believe I've heard Steve on CBC, so this guy knows what he's talking about. If you've been on CBC, you are the real deal. So there you go. So from 8 and 10, we'll have Steve. And I guess I'll just leave us with some more Canadian music. And let's see, what do we have as I talk out loud to myself? Hold on. I've got something here, don't I? We just had a visitor, and I was kind of thrown off a bit. Okay, how about, what shall I play? What shall I play? A little Thrush Hermit. When in doubt, put on the Hermit, because you can't go wrong with Thrush Hermit. All right, let me play something from their 1997 album, Sweet Home Wrecker. And this was their one and only major label release. Yes, it was, folks. They started off on Murder Records out of Halifax. They released this one sort of in the middle of their career on Elektra. Then they were done with the major labels, and they went back to an indie label, which would be Sonic Onion out of Hamilton. Anyways, let's hear the song, On the Sneak. I love this song. This is a great one. On the Sneak. This one is actually sung by Ian McGettigan. He would be the drummer. So, and it's a short one because some of these songs are really long. And Joel Plaskett, if you're aware of Joel Plaskett, but you don't know where he had been prior to recently, Joel Plaskett has quite his own successful career right now. But Rob Benvey were the two main songwriter singers in Thrush Hermit. But then, of course, good old Ian McGettigan did sing this song, On the Sneak. So let's hear it. And let's see, are we good? I think we are, as I talk to myself. We're good, Anita. Yes, thanks, Anita. All right, the station is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
My hands are tied, but I have on my side.
Friday, October 26th, you are invited to a spook-easy hollow swing party presented by the Electro Swing Club Vancouver with a very special guest from the UK, Electro Swing Club founder DJ Max Passion. Come in your best retro horror garb to take part in immersive theater, blurring the lines between performer and spectacle and dance, along to music by Babyface Brass Band, playing New Orleans Voodoo Jazz. Tickets are $15 at Red Cat and High Life and online at hollowswing.eventbrite.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.